The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Happy Friday to all of those whose last working day in the office is today. But one in three businesses have reported that their employees spend only Tuesday to Thursday in the workplace and opt for Mondays and Fridays at home. Joining me to talk about this is Peter Cosgrove, Managing Director of FutureWise. Peter, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
Now, it's kind of the mythology out there that people are working only 3 days in the office because so many people work five. So is there kind of a vibe out there that you should only be working three?
Well, I think longer term, this is the way it has to go. I mean, we're not going to change the hybrid and remote workplace. That's the way it's going. The problem we have is it's still very early in this process, and people think they fixed it already. But there's huge amounts of problems because people are trying to have core 2 days in the office or 3 days in the office, but actually can be very much dependent on the person, the team, how long you've been in the organization. And we secondly have a lot of employees who don't want to come back at all. And in fairness, a lot of employers who do want people back in the office 4 or 5 days a week. So there's still a big challenge there that hasn't been worked through.
The question of making sure that if you're paying someone for 5 days, that they're actually working 5 days and not kind of sleeping it off on a Friday morning where they used to sleep it off on a Saturday morning.
Yeah, well, I suppose we have to be careful because a lot of times people say things, oh, people are only in work Tuesday to Thursday, when obviously they mean in the office Tuesday to Thursday, because there's a bit of a conflation with if you're not in the office, you're not working. So a lot of people are working hard at home and they feel they work harder at home. The bigger question is, why can't organizations manage kind of productivity? If you trust your employees and you can actually highlight that they've been productive wherever they are, whether it's the office, work, a third space, that should be the way it is. But I think the problem is there are more distractions at home. But I always tell people were able to not work in the office for years. There was plenty of email, the internet, their own phone that they could distract them so they could be sitting at their desk and not working. But there's still a worry about many employers that because they can't see their employees, there's an assumption they're not working. And there probably is a few, but the problem is they get exacerbated and then everybody says, well, if there's a few people doing it, they're probably all doing it. So we probably have to be careful about generalizing about it.
Now, you can see how it's easy to measure some people. For example, if you're in sales and if you're selling from home, if you've got a private space, it might be easier to, you know, strut your stuff without others next and the next desk hearing you. So it might be appropriate and your success rate can be measured very easily by your employer. Or if you're maybe auditing for somebody, obviously you do the audit and that's a task. And when it's completed, it can be measured as having been completed. But there are other kinds of jobs that you can't really measure what they're at home.
There's loads. And I'd go as far to say even the jobs in sales, which are very measurable, people forget about all the kind of benefits of a salesperson who's very good at their job being in the office. So five younger people can actually listen into the calls, see what they're doing. There can be kind of an esprit de corps. There can be a kind of a motivational effect to it as well. And this is where people always get upset when I say things like people should probably want to go into the office a bit more because people go, oh, no, no, I'm not productive in the office at all. But the problem with productivity is everything that counts can't be counted. And those things about learning from other people, you know, having a bit of fun. People always say working at home is more convenient, but they never say it's more fun because you're kind of working on your own. So there's a lot of these skills, which in a lot of ways are going to be the most important skills of the future, those relationship skills, influencing skills, motivating skills, which are human skills, which we're not really teaching the young generation if they're not coming into the office. And when people say I'm much more productive at home, it can be a little selfish because I would think about my career. And if nobody was ever in the office when I started out, I wouldn't have learned a huge amount because I learned from watching other people and listening to people and people popping by the desk.
Now, the elements why people like to work at home, number one, it's time efficient. You don't have a commute. And also the sense of, I suppose, being your own boss all the time.
Yeah. And let's be clear, we're never going to get people back in the office on Friday. All the research says, you know, Friday is never really going to be a day when you'll get a huge amount of people back in the office. But people get really frustrated when they get told they have to come into the office, but then the job they're doing is equivalent or exactly the same as what they're doing if they're sitting at home. So they're still on Teams or Zoom calls all day and nobody else is in the office on the same day. So they're going, why did I have to trek in and out for an hour? So if you are bringing people in the office, so if employers are saying we need people back in the office, you need to be clear about about what you're expecting them to do and what the benefits of them being in. Because, as you said, they are losing time by actually having to get in there. So there has to be a benefit for it. So it's not just about getting people back in the office. It's about being a bit cleverer about, you know, if you're in the office, you should really be going out and meeting your colleagues for lunch. Because actually one of the big things you get from being in the office is building relationships. They can't be done over email or over the phone. And I think more people are now realizing that actually to improve your career, the importance of actually getting on with people in other departments and getting to know people, which is very difficult to do when you're sitting at home.
Now, what about the implications of so many people not working on a Monday and not working on a Friday, and some people not working either of those days, and the coffee shop, the sandwich maker who goes to the wall because they've lost 2 days of custom?
Yeah, and there's very little organization. I mean, London is a much bigger challenge than Dublin because they've seen huge decrease in traffic on Monday and Friday. I think this isn't going to go away. You have to look at lots of positives, you know, the sustainability side of it, lots less travel, lots of people not traveling on a day-to-day basis. But there is no doubt that on certain days, you'll see that the big night out now is Thursday night because people aren't out Friday night. You'll see when people move into Christmas season, they have Christmas lunches much more than Christmas dinners because people don't want to be out late with work. They almost assume that this is their time, not work's time. So things have changed a lot. But I think overall, you have to say that this is the direction of travel. And it will be very unfortunate for a lot of retail units, and definitely commercial property units. But that isn't going to change. You might get people into the office on average 3 days a week, but I don't think you'll get there more. And lots of people will do it because they want to do it, because it benefits them. But on average, I think 3 days is probably as much as is going to happen.
Some of the texts coming in, Colin says, an awful lot of people don't mind the office as such. They just hate the people in the office. Regarding working from home, I know several people working from home. It's a joke. They're cleaning the house. They're shopping. It's rampant time wasting of their employer's time. Why do employers, and which of them, are they all the big guys who want people back in?
No, I mean, a lot of times, look, the reality is, I know for a fact, having worked for a long time, that there are people who will work very productively anywhere, and there's some people who probably won't. We've all known those people, and some of those people are in the office, some people are at home. There is no doubt that there is a small cohort of people who work better when they are managed quite closely. We all know that. And unfortunately, they're often given a bad name for everyone else. They're being told they're watching Netflix on a Tuesday, or they were watching every minute of the Olympics while they were meant to be working. These things do happen. But actually, if you're an employer, in some ways, it is easier to manage your staff if they're not there, because if you're measuring on productivity, it can be very easy. The problem, though, for employees is they sometimes assume now that they're completely in control and they can tell their employer, I don't want to come back in. Unfortunately, you have a contract with the employer, and sometimes there is a benefit that you may not see. As I said before, you know, if you don't come into the office, how are young people ever going to see what needs to be done and how to be trained? And the big thing I ask all managers is how many times you speak to your subordinates. Now they say probably once or twice a week, but you know, they would have kind of passed their desk about 30 or 40 times a day when they were kind of sitting beside them in the office. So we have to be careful about working out what's best for us, because that may not always be the same about what's best for the employer. So it's not just the big employers, it's everybody. And I think the biggest change might happen if we do move a little bit into more recessionary environment. I think you might see more people starting to come into the office a bit more, because there is no doubt that whether we like it or not, being seen in the office still helps, even if that may not actually be an indicator of how hard you are working.
Peter, thank you very much. That's Peter Cosgrove, Managing Director of FutureWise.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.